The Flexible Process. Today, the three Trimley high-rises stand next to the new hospital buildings, almost abandoned, as if not quite knowing what to do with themselves. Yet, what kind of future do the towers face today, no longer in line with the demands of society? Do we tear them down and build something new? Perhaps, in 10 years. Until then, the possibility remains to use the buildings to their full potential, through a cooperative process to persuade people to keep these structures after all. To ensure maximum flexibility across each step, a hydraulic climbing framework system is used to act as a windshield during the process. This system is designed to be used normally to build new high-rise buildings quickly and efficiently. Easy to erect and dismantle, this system will build a structure around the three towers over the course of the coming years. Consequently, the building will not require scaffolding as usual, but can be added to gradually, step by step. Once it has reached the top, the climbing system remains to form a new roof terrace for the building. When the structure needs to be dismantled, the sledge is lowered again, and the facade is removed and stored for reuse. For this process, we have developed 4 different steps. Step 1. The beginning. At the onset, the new Trimley Cooperative moves into the two bottom floors of the three towers. At this point, the sledge is assembled and the first floors are retrofitted. Trimley is to become a place for young and old. Different people of different ages live together, but also have their private retreats. Various events will be organized to involve the local people in the project, as well as opening up for the other people interested in participating in the daily life of Trimley. Step 2. Moving in. Gradually, the cooperative grows in size. As the sledge has already moved up a few floors, the first residences can begin to be occupied. In addition, new toilet facilities and a kitchenette will be built in the middle core. The first floors of Tower B serve as a meeting place, where community rooms and workspaces can serve young and old. Step 3. The expansion. The sledge has now reached the top floor. At this point, a decision can be made as to whether the Trimley model is successful and whether the company wishes to continue investing in the project. By this point, individual apartments can be equipped with prefabricated wet rooms and built-in wardrobes. The middle tower will now serve not only as a place of congregation, but a place for education. Both members of the cooperative and people from outside can act as mentors and offer courses for young people and children. Trimley's youth are also involved, through a social service system in which the young people can participate to support the older people on site. This system can save skilled workers and subsidize rent for those involved. Step 4. A future scenario. By this point, a few years have passed. The question remains of how to proceed. Will the buildings be demolished? This step is a future scenario and can only be financially supported if the towers remain standing for more than 10 years. The outer structure, currently serving as new outdoor space for the residential units, was designed from the onset to allow for the integration of a new glazed outer facade. This will give the Trimley Towers a completely new appearance, as well as serving as a way to achieve sustainability criteria in line with contemporary requirements.